For years and years and too many tears, I've worshipped at the church of fear. The rules are cruel, there's a mean old God who chews me up and spits me out. It was pretty scary when I was a kid. A God who wouldn't love me if I wasn't good, who'd kick me out the garden, drown me in a flood. Be myself and I won't be loved. And where's my glorious, true and audacious, free and unfettered, joyful nature? In short, a soul to call my own. Cousin Jolene had Baptist people. There was a hand at the top of their steeple with one finger pointing up to God. Their preacher loved to talk about blood, and he told us we were born so full of sin that the only way we could get into heaven was to bathe in the blood of the innocent lamb, and fear the Lord and bow down to him, and give up our glorious, true and audacious, free and unfettered, joyful nature. In short, a soul to call our own. I walked right up to the preacher man. He called on Jesus and he laid on hands. Now God couldn't send me to hell for my sin. I was 7 years old and I'd save my skin. Jesus paid, and so did I. I cried for the love that was denied, and I quit this church so I can find something real and something kind. And all of my glorious, true and audacious, free and unfettered, joyful nature. In short, a soul to call my own. Baby Jesus was born like us in innocence and perfect trust. No need for guilt or fear. We don't have to hate ourselves or believe we're bad. It's a revolution at the core to live in love and peace, not war. And this is the God I'm looking for, who loves my real sun-dappled heart. And I leave that church of fear, walk out that door into the field where sun shines through the true colors of my heart. Lights of my glorious, true and audacious, free and unfettered, joyful nature. My glorious, true and audacious, free and unfettered, joyful nature. The soul I call my own.